Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Rhine reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Rhine scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Belvedere now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Sweeney moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sweeney scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. Averill moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Hodapp scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. We'll see more now pitching. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bean for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rhine applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Hoedap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Rein reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Webb reaches second base with a double. Rein scores. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Faye Thomas now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Berry is walked intentionally. Pickering moves to second. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rein hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fay Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison pinch hits for Bill Hunfield. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock misplays the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Falk moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howard Craighead now pitching. Mo Berg now catching. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Averill reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.